The people of Israel were cruelly oppressed by the Midianites for 7 years. Then one day the angel of the Lord appeared to a young man called Gideon and told him to deliver the Israelites from their oppressors. The people had once again forsaken the Lord, the God of Israel, to worship idols, and disaster had come upon the nation. But when the Israelites in their distress cried to the Lord, God sent them a deliverer. The Lord told Gideon to tear down the altar his father had built in honor of the pagan god Baal, and then he was to build an altar to the Lord and offer a sacrifice on it. So Gideon took some servants and did as the Lord had told him, but he did it by night, because he was afraid of the men of the town. The next morning, when the townspeople saw Baal's altar demolished and saw that a sacrifice had been made on the newly built altar, they came to kill Gideon. But Joash, his father, intervened. "If Baal really is a god," he said to the hostile crowd around him, "he can defend himself when someone breaks down his altar, so why do you plead his cause?" God was with Gideon, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, so that the men of the town gathered together to follow him. Gideon sent messengers to the tribes of Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, calling the men to arms. So they too went to meet him. All the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples had joined forces, and after crossing the Jordan were camped in the valley of Jezreel. It was a mighty horde that could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore. Before going out to meet the enemy, Gideon needed reassurance from God. He said to the Lord, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, then I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece, and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said." Gideon rose early the next morning. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out a bowlful of water, but the ground all around was dry. Then he prayed again. "Do not be angry with me," he said to the Lord. "Allow me to make one more test with the fleece. This time make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew." That night God did as Gideon asked. In the morning only the fleece was dry, while all the ground was covered with dew. Reassured, Gideon took his men and pitched camp at a place overlooking the valley of Jezreel, where the Midianites and their allies were camping. Gideon had 32,000 men with him, while the enemy had 135,000. The Lord told Gideon that his army was too big for God to give Israel the victory, lest they boast of their success instead of giving glory to God, and that the men who were afraid to fight were to be sent away. So 22,000 Israelites left, while 10,000 remained. God told Gideon that there were still too many, so he was to take his men down to a stream, and there the Lord would choose the ones who were to go with him against the Midianites. Gideon took his men down to the water, and they drank. 300 of them brought the water to their mouths with their hands and lapped it, while all the rest got down on their knees to drink. Those who drank from their hands remained watchful and on the alert, even while they were drinking. And the Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men return to their tents." So Gideon kept the 300 with him and sent the others back. During the night, the Lord told Gideon to take his servant and go down secretly to the Midianite camp and listen to what was being said, so that he would be encouraged by what he heard. The Israelite leader and his servant went down to the outposts of the camp and arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. Gideon drew near to the tent and heard one of them say, "In my dream, I saw a round loaf of barley bread come tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed." His friend replied, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands." Now the Midianites and their allies had settled in the valley as thick as locusts. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped God. Returning to the camp of Israel, he called out to his men, Get up, the Lord has given the enemy into your hands. Next episode, Gideon's victory.